On this holiday honoring American war dead, American soldiers are fighting in Iraq. Insurgents are battling U.S. forces and their Iraqi allies. Two suicide bombers struck in the city of Hilla, killing at least 27 Iraqis. And in Baghdad, the Iraqi government is promising to root out insurgents from the capital with a large-scale operation. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering all this from Baghdad. And Peter, let's start with the bombings south of Baghdad. These were not car bombs, correct?
That's right, Steve. We spoke with a police official in Hilla and another in Baghdad, and they both said there were crowds outside the Hilla government offices today. Besides young Iraqi men lining up to join the security forces, there was a demonstration that involved a police special forces unit. Those commandos were demonstrating there, and one of the suicide bombers joined the demonstration and set off his charge. And then the other detonated less than 100 yards away about a minute later. Really the kind of attack guaranteed to cause heavy bloodshed. Local hospitals swamped with bodies of the dead and wounded.
Now in Baghdad, where you are, Peter, last week Iraqi cabinet ministers said that 40,000 police and troops would be sweeping the capital looking for insurgents. Is that really happening now?
Not exactly on that scale. One U.S. intelligence officer told reporters yesterday, look, you're not going to see all 40,000 out there at the same time, but the operation has begun and it will be ongoing. There are new checkpoints outside Baghdad now, and there are Iraqi forces backed by U.S. military vehicles and helicopters clashing with insurgents, especially in western Baghdad. The Amariya neighborhood out by the airport saw heavy fighting on and off last night. Iraqi witnesses reported bodies of insurgents lying in the street. There were claims that at least two U.S. military vehicles were on fire. No confirmation or casualty estimates from the U.S. military. But clearly this is a major test of the Iraqi security forces. We've had isolated eyewitness accounts of some of them shedding their uniforms and leaving the scene of clashes. But even if those are confirmed, it could just be a few individuals. Clearly the Americans have a keen interest in how well the Iraqi forces acquit themselves here. I should note we are also hearing reports of Iraqi forces standing their ground and repelling insurgent attacks. So as this plays out over the next few days, we'll see what the scorecard is.
What does it mean, Peter, that even as Iraqi forces try this crackdown in Baghdad, U.S. and Iraqi forces have reportedly arrested the head of a major Sunni political party?
Well, it's a bit confusing now, and we're waiting for more information. The initial reports are coming from officials with the Iraqi Islamic Party, and they say that before dawn today, American forces, perhaps or perhaps not accompanied by Iraqis, entered the home of their Secretary General, Mohsen Abdelhamid, arrested Hamid and his three sons, as well as some guards. Now, Hamid has been one of the Sunni politicians seeking to bridge the gap between the Sunni minority and the Shiite and Kurdish politicians who were dominating this new government. The party called his arrest irresponsible behavior, said it would only complicate efforts to bring more Sunnis into the political process. Again, no immediate confirmation or comment from the Americans. They referred all questions to Iraqi officials who said they had very little information about the affair. Now, there are some political sensitivities here worth watching. Obviously, the government is going after insurgents. That means there'll be a lot of arrests of Sunnis, who are believed to make up the bulk of the insurgency. But some Sunnis are already worried that these operations in Baghdad are cover for revenge attacks against Sunnis by Shiite-dominated units of the security forces. And the government strongly denies that, of course, but sectarian tensions are very high right now, and while the government does need to get tough on the insurgents, it also needs to keep reaching out to moderate Sunnis. That's a bit of a balancing act, but they have to do both to succeed.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting today from Baghdad.